Well, gotta say, it's quite a surprise, but also more so very. I'm very honored to become speaker for the 50th annual assembly. Just like to start by saying a few thank yous. First of all, to congratulations and thank you to all the my colleagues who also put their name forward: MHA Dinn, Gavin Walsh, MHA War, and also former Speaker Reed, who also today is celebrating his birthday. So we wish him happy birthday here. I'd also like to put some personal thanks, first of all, to my family. And I may get a little bit emotional here, as I'll be honest with you, but it's such a honored day. But first of all, to my wife, Tina, who's watching from an apartment, as everybody here today is, couldn't bring their family with them, but I'm sure they're all there spiritually with you and watching from back at home. To my daughter, Catherine, my son, Jonathan, and his wife, Robin, and the two little, my two grandchildren that mean the world to me now and that I don't get to see often because of COVID regulations, but I'm sure they're watching today too, and just want to let you know, Sadie and Andy, Poppy, love you. To the people that first elected me, the people in the beautiful and scenic district of Lewisburg-Twillingate that had the faith in me back in 2015 to elect me to the 48th Annual General Assembly, and then again in 2019 and recently in the most recent election. I'd like to extend my heartfelt thanks to each and every one of them, to my campaign team, to everyone that helped me to get here. Like everyone, nobody would be here today without the love and support and the, I guess, the contribution to volunteer work that everybody came forward to make sure that each and every one of us got elected here today.